Good evening again, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And we're here for our last live show for a month, because we're going to be traveling all over the United States during the whole month of July. So this is our last time to be live, and then while we're gone, they'll be pulling shows out of the archives. And when we have those, you know, you can't call in. But they're pretty good at picking what there is. I've got almost 200 shows in the archives. So I guess they just go eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and figure out
what. That's what I heard.
Just to pick what they want to have. So that'll be starting next week. Okay, but tonight we're just going to be talking mostly about the New Earth and the show I did last night, and we're going to be focusing on that. So if anybody wants to call in and ask questions along that line or anything you want to, that's all we're going to do. We don't have any guests tonight. So if anybody wants to call in, the toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Okay. Last night, I did, the Project Camelot started something new on the Internet, and it was what they call a teleconference. And this is only the second one they've had, but I was on that, and there were seven speakers altogether, counting Carrie, who runs it, and Rebecca, who helps her. Mm-hmm. But the only thing I didn't like, it was 4 hours. It was a long time to sit here with the telephone for 4 hours. But they said it was very good, that a lot of people got a lot of information, and we were all on phones all over the place, I guess, and we were all connecting, and a lot of interaction and interplay between the speakers. So she said that was good. That's what she, I finally found out what Project Camelot means.
Oh, okay, what does it mean?
The Camelot of the Knights and the Round Table.
Okay.
And she said it's the same idea as when they used to sit around the round table and discuss things.
Oh, okay.
So that's the idea, is we're all sitting around a round table, so to speak, a virtual round table, I guess, because we're everywhere, and then we're all discussing different things. I think she's going to have some more of these, too. But it was interesting because we had all kinds of viewpoints because the speakers were coming from all different directions. Now, some of these viewpoints I don't agree with, but you have to respect where the people are coming from. I respect everybody's work because they have put a lot of time into it. Everyone has different viewpoints. Everyone has different ideas. So you have to respect that. Even though we don't agree, and I said at the beginning of the show, it's up to the listener to decide, you know, which ones they want to believe or which maybe they can take it and weave it all together. So that's what we were talking about when we were discussing this today, was some of these can be, they can all be right. Who knows?
Right. And what you just said is a really, really, really important factor. And I think it's one of our, I've heard it's one of our major things that we're supposed to do here on Earth, besides the energy manipulation and lessons of limitations and whatever for and love and all that, but it's the discernment factor. We have, it's like you take it, you study it for yourself. You put on your own discernment radar, and you figure out if it's truth for you, because everybody's truth is different. Your truth may not be my truth. It's wherever you are in your growth, then that what that will have a, maybe a different set of truths for you than somebody else. So in that way, yes, maybe everything is right.
But don't let anyone tell you what to believe. There are a lot of people out there like that. I'm the only one with the truth. I'm the only one that really knows anything. Those kind of people I would avoid, because nobody has the only truth. Nobody has it all. We're all still searching.
Well, if anybody had it all, they wouldn't be here. I mean, that's what this is about. Like you said, we're searching, we're learning. If you have it all, why are you here?
But if somebody tells you, I'm the only authority, I have it all, well, then be very suspicious. I always say ask lots and lots of questions, and then make up your own mind.
And your indicator is in your gut. It'll tell you.
You'll feel it. If something doesn't feel right, well, then pay attention to that. That's your inner guidance, your
right.
guides, your guardian angels, whatever you want to say, are trying to give you some kind of warnings about listen here. But this is what we're here to find,
mm-hmm.
is these different truths, and then we decide which ones
mm-hmm.
we want to go with. You maybe have one truth today, and maybe
mm-hmm.
a few months from now you may change to something else, and
mm-hmm.
there's nothing wrong with that, because that's growth.
Absolutely.
And as Julia said, that's discernment.
Mm-hmm.
You can change your mind. There's nothing that says you can't. Only the churches say, no, this is it. You can't change your mind. You can't question. Okay, but some of the things that came up last night, I really didn't agree with. But I could see they're all coming from different directions. There was a lot of, not a lot, but everybody had their own viewpoint. But there was some about conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
government cover-ups, and, you know, what the government is out there trying to do. And I'm not into that. I'm
right.
not into that kind of negativity.
Well, yeah. I don't know where that gets you. I mean, I look at something and how is this going to benefit me? How, you know, how will it serve me? How will it help me to become a better person? And if it's just in there and churning at you and making you angry and making you scared and making you, you know, how is that helping you? And what good is it? I don't get it. You know,
You know, there's a lot on the internet, too, if you want to go to those websites about, conspiracy, that the government is the one responsible for the oil spills. And then another one says Illuminati is responsible for the oil spills. And they said, why? And they said, because the ETs are here to take over the world, and the Illuminati knows they're losing the battle. So they figure, well, let's just ruin the Earth so that when the ETs take over it, there won't be anything good here. Now, that, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense. But
I mean, it could be. I don't know.
But the ETs
I have a problem.
The ETs that we're familiar with are not here to take over the world.
Well, like you said, they say it's ours. It always has been. Why does everybody think we're trying to take it over? You know, I mean, they're our brothers. They're us. It just doesn't make sense, and I don't want to trash anybody's stuff, but it just doesn't make sense. So.
But the ones who were into that kind of viewpoint, I didn't see them as very metaphysical or spiritual. It was all conspiracy things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're talking about the truth for you at where you are, so that probably is the truth for them at where they are. And that's actually okay. It's just, I don't want that to be my truth.
But there was so much fear that I heard last night, making people afraid of everything, that everything out there, the government is, they said, we're headed toward a one world
mm-hmm.
government,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they were talking about they're going to be evacuating people, what the oil spill is all about. And it's all fear. Everything
mm-hmm.
I heard was, to me, to instill fear in people. And after a while, you know, we were having interaction. I just got tired of it, and so I put in my 2 cents. And I said, what we have been told is you're supposed to get away from fear, get
mm-hmm.
rid of fear,
mm-hmm.
because fear is a paralyzing emotion.
Right.
It doesn't do anybody any good. It keeps you back. And we've been told to not to pay attention to fear, to get rid of it, or we're not going to be able to move on.
Well, it's not even pay. Yeah, it's recognize it for what it is.
Yeah, recognize it, but don't
and
give it
look
power.
At, exactly. Don't buy into it. You look at it from a different perspective. You pull yourself away, and the biggest thing is once you recognize it as fear, then you realize, I mean, the anagram or whatever, the thing for fear is false evidence appearing real. So it's not real. It's just something that looks like it. When you get the perspective, the proper perspective, then you realize, oh, it's not real. It's just they're just trying to make me scared. And then as soon as you recognize it, you can pull yourself out and you see the truth. So.
But I myself wouldn't want to know why somebody would want to be involved in all of that. Conspiracy, take over the world, kill everybody, put them in concentration camps, all of that. I don't see where any of that gets you.
Right.
That's what I was telling them. I said, I think it's okay to know these things, but we're not supposed to focus on it, you know, not let the fear get to us. Because I told them, there will be a lot of people, you create your own world. You create the world you live in. You create your reality. A lot of people, that's going to be their world.
Right.
And that's not the world that I want to live in. I want to live in the positive world that is going into the new earth.
Right.
That's where I want to live. I don't want to live in this world for all of these catastrophes.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was talking about how this oil spill stuff and what they're doing is going to make the Gulf rise and create tsunamis that are going to put everything underwater. That kind of stuff I don't think is creative or constructive.
No, no.
It is just fear.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I said that. I said, I think it's okay to know these things, but not to let fear take over and sway you from what you're supposed to be doing. Well, the man came back and he said, no, we're not trying to instill fear. We just want to figure people should know what's going on so they can do something to stop it. So maybe in that viewpoint, it may be okay. But they also said, we're here to take care of our brothers, and that's why we need to know these things. So there's a lot of different viewpoints, but I've been told to not to buy into fear, to get rid of it.
Well, I've been told not to buy into it, and I remember you saying in a session, I hope it's okay to say this, one time they said that it is very, there are people out there that purposely create fear.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is very, you create a lot of karma when you do that.
Yeah.
Because that's very harmful to other people. Well, if you know that you're helping perpetuate fear, to me, I mean, it's one thing if it creates it and you're not aware that, I mean, you're just passing along information. But I think you can pass along information and not, I mean, yes, we're going into a new world and a new earth. We're going into a whole new consciousness. And yes, it's new things, and that's always scary to go into something new. But why, we came here to experience this. We chose this, and we were chosen. So don't be afraid of it. Be excited. You know, it's just, it's all a matter of how you want to look at it, you know?
Yeah, because I think the session you're talking about, they said when people deliberately go out to create fear, that is when they are creating a lot of karma for themselves, because they are instilling fear in people.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's deliberate, that's a different thing.
Right, right.
But I tried to keep on the side where I was not going to I didn't want to get drug into controversy or arguments and things because I do respect other people's opinion. But I do got to admit, one time I lost it and I had to say...
You lost it?
I had to say something because one of them was talking about ETs and they were kept going on about ETs being evil and bad and horrible and all the awful things they do for them and... they're here to take over the world, all that kind of stuff, and they're working with the government to do all these horrible things. Then one of them said, yeah, because the ETs don't have any soul. That really pushed the wrong button in me. She said, well, some are robotic. Well, there are some that are robotic. If you read my books, you know about those. Those are the ones that are created to do the work.
Right.
But she's talking about ETs not having any soul, and I couldn't take that because everyone has a soul.
Everything.
Everything has consciousness. Mm-hmm. Everything has the spark of life. And that's what I was trying to tell them. I said, you're trying to push them over here as bad and negative, and they're over here, and we're over here. And that's not what it is at all. We are them, and they are us.
Absolutely.
Because I was trying to explain to them that this is just one of the schools we go to here on Earth to learn lessons, but it's not the only school. And Earth is isolated over here on purpose to keep us from contaminating the rest of them. But that here on Earth, you know, this is just a really small planet, and we're isolated over here on purpose, and it's also a very new planet. So you've been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't the only body you've ever had. It's just a body here on Earth because you've had many, many more adventures than that. And you have had lifetimes as aliens, as ETs, on spaceships, on other planets, all kinds of things, and many other dimensions you wouldn't even recognize.
Mm-hmm.
I've even had people go back to lives when they were pure energy. They were light beings. So anything is possible. So I don't agree to make them like they're soulless creatures who are out to gobble us up some way.
Right, right. Well, and a book that we're about to put to publish, and I'm currently in the formatting stages of it and everything. I've been reading it, and one thing he said in there that I thought was very interesting was there may be some, you know, maybe not so righteous extraterrestrials out there or beings out there, but they don't vibrate on the same level that we do here. And so if they were to even look in our direction to this planet, our planet wouldn't even be visible to them because they're on a completely different vibratory
frequency.
And so they aren't even allowed here. So that makes me wonder, see, again, about all these, some of these things. Another thing, Darren and I'll mention you, Darren. I know you're listening. We're having a discussion today. And we were also talking about, you know, you only attract to you like frequencies. So
yeah.
If, you know, if there, you know, I that's another, you, if you're attracting that kind of a being, I mean, maybe that's where your frequency is, too. So, and I'm just...
Because ones I've dealt with for 25 years have all been positive, and they've gave me all the answers to what's happening to Earth, and it's all good, and they're here to take care of us and to help with Earth. So I have not found anything negative about them at all. But one of the speakers was talking about its control. He said they don't want government control, they don't want ET control, that all of it is trying to control you.
Well, that's probably true, but, you know, but that's, we,
but
our thing is to get, yeah, I don't know about the ET control, but our thing, we are, that's us as a people, as a society, where, you know, we need to break out and say, hey, I can take care of myself. I don't need you to be mommy and daddy to me and with your thumb on me. And stuff,
but he indicated that we're doing fine all by ourselves and we don't need them, their help. Well, I don't agree with that. We're not doing all fine by ourselves. And they are trying to help us. They're not trying to harm us in any way. But there was so much of that going on that I just had to come out with, yes, they are just, they're us.
Yes. I mean, that is so strong. They are us. And we, I mean, at that time, they were yelling at me, you're us and we are, whatever, they are us and we are them. So, I mean, it's just, that is how it is.
Because you are, you're not
mean,
a body.
We're even them now. I mean, let's go convoluted here. With the parallel lives and all the simultaneous time, and we have all our sparks and pieces from our whole. Other parts of us are on ships or are on planets or are doing other things. And if we are having memories, and some of you may be because I've been having some spontaneous ones, so I bet there's some other people out there having some.
Of other lives as ETs.
Yeah, as ETs. And it's like... And it's just like little flashes, and I try to get a little bit more information, but it's stuff that's happening at the same time. Well, that's part of that bringing it in. Well, it's all happening at the same time. So.
Well, you were saying, too, that all of the pieces of us, we have a lot of them.
Many, many.
Oh, it's when my book was talking about the splinters.
Yes.
And how we were, like, you figure, like even a jewel with facets.
Right.
And we're all these little pieces and these splinters. And they're all over the place, all your past lives, your future lives, what's going on now, the parallel lives. They're countless.
Yes.
So we're experiencing so many things. So we're in all of these places at the same time.
Right.
So you were saying that now you think it's time, as we're going into the new Earth, that all of these are being brought back together.
Yeah, they're being brought back in.
To be incorporated again.
Yes. So then, and then that's what they say. You'll probably, well, that's one of the things we will start being able to do is to, because it's a matter of just shifting your focus. And right now, this consciousness is focused on this existence, this life right here. But if you want to shift it to another one, which is what you do when you take somebody under and you take them to another life, you're shifting their focus onto another place.
Yeah.
To another life, to another body.
It's like turning a radio dial
exactly.
or a TV
well,
station.
Well, we're going to get where we can do that. Here, because it's pulling them in where we can see them, and we can just shift like that. It's just, in fact, what I was shown is just like a little shift of your head, just a movement, just like a shifting of a dial. Yes, where you just move it. Oh, okay. There's that one. There's that one. There's that one. So,
but that's what they said. We're not supposed to be focusing on the past anymore because we are incorporating, and it's not as important. Now we're moving into the future.
Okay, what I'm getting is where the past will be of benefit, it's like where if you do see that or what you see, it will just be to show that that's a part of you. This is something that you are bringing back. And that's where, like you said, you know, some people want to go, can I get these abilities back from these other? That's where you will see the benefit is, I did this before. And you know, it'd be like a reference library. Okay, it's right there at your axis. I can get it from here. I can get what I need from here. I can get what I, you know, it's all coming back in. So you, ooh, I got the major chills on that one. So you are this complete, you're completing yourself. You're just pulling yourself
because
back
you, in. You have to in order if you're going to move on to the other dimension.
Right.
To the new earth. But I have many people who were coming to me who are healers or they want to be healers and they feel like they have been healers in other lifetimes and have many talents that we've forgotten. And during the session, they will find that. And they're told they can have it back. As long as it's appropriate, they can be brought back in this lifetime because all these different modalities, the healing modalities, are being used now.
Right.
They're not new. They have been around for eons.
Right.
But it's time to bring them back into this world now so we can use them instead of the traditional medicine. So a lot of this is happening. People are, you know, what do you want to call, filling out their, realize there's a lot more there than they think. Even all the speakers said last night, they're noticing more and more people are into metaphysics. Mm-hmm. More and more people are more spiritual, that they're beginning to make sense out of all this. For even 10 years ago, it was a totally different story.
Right. Well, then and that goes along with we've been having our DNA activated or, you know, just different things like that. We've had different I'm getting like a synapses, you know, a synapsing.
Switch is happening and we're being activated.
Right, exactly. And so it's like, but it comes on so subtly. It's like, well, I've always been able to do this, but if you look back 10 years, no, it wasn't something you could conceive of or you could do or any. But like even these concepts, you know, if you think, I mean, because like the Seth material, I mean, some of these concepts were back there in the 70s, and it was just like, oh, my God, I can't do it. But now you look at it, and it's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And things that you were getting back there in the 60s and things, and then now we look at it, it's like, oh, yeah. And many, many more things that you're getting now, if you, like you said, if you would have gotten it back 20 years ago, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
We can conceive it now because you said it's not the brain, it's the mind, and being able to handle concepts.
The mind has no ability to handle these concepts.
Right.
So we're giving little pieces that we can understand.
Yeah, and then also as it, probably with this DNA activation, it's creating, or with the downloads. Okay, I'm being told it's also with the downloads. That's giving us what we need then to start being able to handle the concepts. So those are just continuing things that are happening, and that's part of our growth, or it is our growth. So
yeah, because that's what it's all about, that because look at what I've noticed since Project Camelot, when I did the show that they have on the internet, it has opened up a whole new generation, which I guess it's the internet generation, because we got so many emails from people, I guess, I don't know what the ones in their 20s and younger,
maybe that's
the internet generation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're emailing us and say, I just discovered you for the first time. I've only been around 40 years, 30 years doing all of this. My books have been out for over 20 years, so I've been doing it longer than some of these people have been alive.
Right.
But it's like all of a sudden they're discovering me. Mm-hmm. But I think that's what it's all about. The internet is opening up to a whole new generation.
Right, and your material is constantly evolving, so it doesn't become obsolete at all. It's constant. I mean, it's always relevant. And then you're constantly getting new things. So that's why you're always relevant to no matter what age anybody finds you at. So,
because I kept thinking when I wrote the Convoluted Universe series that people wouldn't be able to understand them. I thought they had to start with my earlier books and work up to this. But they say, no, we may not understand it, but it makes us think.
Right.
So maybe this newer generation, they're just jumping right in with both feet.
Well, remember, the newer generation is coming in with their DNA already in place, so they can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They can get it.
Much more than their parents.
Right. And even if it isn't something, many, many people have told me this, and I know I even saw it, too, whenever I was reading your material and also when I was under in a session, too. It keeps showing things as an onion, and you keep peeling the onion, and you just keep taking away one layer at a time. Every time you read one of your books, another layer peels off and you get more information. So it's as you're able to understand it, you get more and more and more and more. So,
and people say they read my book several times and get something new each time.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people find things in the books I didn't even write.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that comes from.
They're writing themselves.
Well, that's what I've been told, that there is information between the lines that I don't even know is there because it's a living thing.
Right.
But I've had people tell me that, and that is weird. One man at a conference said he was reading, I don't know if it was Convoluted 2, may have been.
I think so.
Because he said him and his wife like to read to each other in bed at night before they go to sleep. They were reading that book, and they were toward the end of it. And so he was telling me about this part, he said, that he had read in there. And he said, wow, that's very interesting. When he told me it, I said, I don't think I remember writing about that. But he said the next morning when he went back to the book to find it again, he couldn't find it. So,
he went into an altered state.
But
something.
So a lot of people do see things in there, and they'll even email us and say, what happened? Did you take that out or something?
Right.
But so the books are alive. They're doing strange things.
Well, and you have, I mean, I'm not surprised because you have PR on the other side. That's fantastic. I mean, people call up and say, I had a dream, and they showed me the book, said, go get it, or they said, you need a session with Dolores Cannon. They call, and they say, who's Dolores Cannon, and what's a session? So it's like, you know.
So they're doing something over there.
Yes, lots of stuff is happening.
I'm not lacking for clients, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Now we're going to be gone for a month. That means they're going to be backed up even more.
Well, that's why. And if people out there that you've been calling, I mean, there is a 6 to 12 month waiting list, and that's why. But that's also why you're teaching the classes, so people can. You can't see everybody.
It's impossible. But some of the other ones are just learning, and if people go to our website and check out the students, they're listed by states and countries. And just be aware that some of these are still practicing.
Right.
But you have to practice before you get it.
Right.
And if you want to go to one of them and just with that in mind.
Yeah, be a guinea pig.
Yeah.
You know, they need practice, and if you want to be a guinea pig, great combination. So.
But ask them to do my technique. Because we've been told some of them aren't, that they're using their own or combining it.
Right,
or
and that changes
leaving out a lot of it.
Yeah, they get your results if they use your technique.
They follow what I tell them, everything will be fine.
Yes.
But that's the problem. I can't see everybody anymore, and that's why they told me to start giving the classes and teaching more people. And now we're having classes all over the world. They're all learning it, and we're having miraculous results. Of course, everybody who takes the class is not going to get it. But that's true of any class.
Yeah, but the ones that get
serious.
It and are serious about it and they do it, they get it. They have the same results or better. So.
But some people have told me they're just, what do you want to call, class junkies or something. All they
professional
want
to, students.
Yeah, they're professional students. They just want to take one class after the other. With no intention of ever using it. And some of them tell me later about somebody else's class they took, I think I'll go back next year and take it for real.
Right. I think sometimes they're just looking around, too, and seeing which one really
resonates.
And because sometimes you don't know until you're through it or in the middle of it or something. And that's okay.
It's all right, yeah.
Because you get something from everything. So.
But that's all I can do because it's impossible. Like you said, we have a long waiting list. The only ones we try to squeeze in, if possible, are those that have emergencies. We have a lot of people who have medical problems. They're getting ready for surgery, or they have very serious diseases. Those we try to work in because we've considered them to be emergencies. Or if somebody is coming from another country, they're making a special effort to come so far, then I will try to squeeze them in. Even though it makes me have to work harder.
Well, we just do the best we can, but again, I mean, it's not real easy because it's booked out there and you're doing a lot of traveling, so that's the best we can do.
Now the traveling starts, and we'll be doing a lot of traveling for the rest of the year. But I might as well say it. I do have two more classes coming up in the States, if anybody's interested in learning what I do. The first one is going to be in Ojai, in California, the end of this month.
Right.
The very end of the month.
Very end of the month.
And there's still room in that. It's going to be a really good class.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the next week, I'm having one here in Arkansas. We always have them over in Fayetteville.
Actually, it's like 2 weeks, the 13th through the 15th of August.
Is that when it is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that'll be in Fayetteville.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you go to our website, you'll get the exact dates.
Yes.
But those are the only two classes in the States. The rest of the year, they'll be in other countries. So I'll be traveling all over the world again.
Woohoo!
And if anybody out there is listening from another country, we're going to have a class in London. That's going to be the first part of September,
yes.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Class in London, and then we're going over to France, to the south of France. We're going to do one there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll be home for a while. I've got two conferences in October.
Right.
And then we go...
It's immediately after that.
Immediately after those conferences, we head out, and we're trying to get Singapore...
Right, we'll do talks. Yeah, we're looking, working on that. Singapore and Malaysia, do talks there, and then you'll do
classes. And
then
back to Australia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We always have a class in Perth, and we have really high attendance in the classes
mm-hmm.
in Perth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have taken the classes
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And this time we're only deciding on doing two classes in Australia.
No, well, we're playing with the idea of a third.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we know it'll be Perth and Sydney.
And Sydney, and then maybe one on the Gold Coast somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Up in there.
Yes.
And then the last one will be a class in Wellington in New Zealand. Then maybe I'll stay home for the holidays.
Yeah, I think we'll be home for Thanksgiving this time.
I don't know. Usually Thanksgiving, we're on the other side of the world
yep.
somewhere.
Yep. Or they don't have Thanksgiving.
They don't know what you mean.
Oh, I was. Okay.
But anyway, if anybody's interested in the classes or the lectures, check in on our website. And it has all the instructions on there. So I guess we better tell them where we're going to be. Tomorrow morning, we're leaving very early to go to the CSETI conference.
ESETI,
is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
It's James Gilliland. His conference is in just inside the Washington state,
because
we're going to fly into Portland.
Right.
And just inside there, he's got a big ranch up there where he has his conferences.
Yeah, but I heard it sold out, so... Yeah, so
that was the last we heard.
Yeah, it sold out, so don't bother going.
or check
it out anyway before you think about it.
Okay. Well, he has said that they sit out there and watch the UFOs at
yeah,
night.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go look for them.
I want to see if it's possible.
Right. Uh-huh.
But that's where we'll be leaving tomorrow. We'll be gone.
I'm going to see my friend.
What friend?
He's flying around up there.
Oh.
That's my other part of me.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll see that person.
So the 4th of July, we'll be on the ranch at the ESETI conference.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come back and we start the United States tour.
The Awaken tour.
The first stop will be the next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have the dates, but I think it's around the 9th.
Yeah, we leave on the 9th. It's actually on the 10th.
Mm-hmm. It'll be just outside of Boston. So we're headed that direction, and these are all on the website. We're going to do, this is going to be a combined tour with Blair Styra.
Mm-hmm. You remember him. He was wonderful.
He's a wonderful channeler from New Zealand, and he was a big hit at our conference we had here in Arkansas.
Right.
So we're going to be a joint lectures with him at all these places. That's what we're calling it, the Awakening Tour.
Right.
Just outside of Boston. Then we're heading all the way across the United States to Ojai, California. That's the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, just one day, from Ojai up to Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we're only there one day.
Right.
Then we go over to Sedona.
Right. Then we're there for a few, like 5 days.
Yeah.
But what's cool about those three places is we just found they're all vortexes.
Mm.
So, you know, this is something... really cool is going to happen on this trip, I do believe.
Well, we're going to be in the middle of a lot of energy, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe we might do some major growing. I don't know.
But Ojai and then Mount Shasta and Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll have our last lecture will be in Dallas.
And Big D.
That's the third week.
It's the 22nd of July.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So you go on our website, you'll see where we're going to be. I don't even know. I just go along for the ride.
You show up. That's your job. You show up. You do your thing.
They put it together, and they tell us where we got to go, and I just go, and I'm half the time I don't even know where I am.
Yeah.
Just gets used to doing the same thing again and again. And then we come back for a few days and go back to Ojai for my class the very end of the month.
Right.
So if anybody's interested in any of this, check out our website, mm-hmm. which is Ozark Mountain, after our publishing company, but it's abbreviated on the website, OZARKMT.com. Or for those of you overseas, it's OZARKMT.com.
Or if you want something that's easier to remember, because that probably doesn't feel like it has any association to Dolores.
Except we own the company.
Right, but not everybody knows that. So if you go to DoloresCannon.com, spelled either way, D-O-L or D-E-L, you will get to the same place. So that, if you're just, you just want to look for Dolores, you'll find it, and you'll find all the schedules, everything on there.
So you click on schedule,
well,
and you'll...
It's called events now, events.
Oh, is that what you
mm-hmm.
renamed it?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the classes and the lectures.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we wanted to bring up something else about what happened last night. They were talking about the New Earth. And there were all kinds of versions of it. So like we said, maybe all of them are right. Who's
mm-hmm.
to say?
Mm-hmm.
We have what we have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
There's one man who was more of the material type people,
mm-hmm.
the ones who are not metaphysical. He was saying he thought the shift was going to be in the mind rather than an actual physical shift or a planetary dimensional shift. He thought it would be in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you thought...
Yeah, and I just got another message, and it said wherever the mind goes, the body follows.
That's true.
Uh-huh. And so that goes along with what I got earlier.
Because you were saying it's
yeah.
the same because
yeah.
our minds are what's going to be
Absolutely.
Changing anyway.
Absolutely. What I... A few weeks ago, we were on some trip. I don't remember where we were, but well, I think we were in California. But there was something, it may not have been, doesn't matter, but there was something I was thinking about or doing and just trying to make a decision or something, and I was looking at both parts, like two sides of it or something.
Yeah.
And I was just asking a question. I wish I remembered all of what I was doing, but it just said, they just said, well, you can look at it like this, or you can look at it like this, and either way is a different world.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's that simple, because they were really simple. It was a simple
yeah.
choice. And they're saying, and I said, that's it? It's that simple? I said, it's that simple. It's this or this. And that is what makes the two different worlds. And so what I was getting was then, okay, as we start choosing, like you're saying, your thoughts are your reality. That's what you attract to you, whatever you focus on. So if I'm going to focus on this aspect or this aspect, then that's the world that I'm going to live in at that point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as that keeps happening, that creates a division. And what I was seeing today was the two right now are superimposed on each other, which is what you got in yours. It's like they sit there superimposed before they start pulling away.
Mm-hmm.
But they're superimposed while we're sitting here going, do I want this one or do I want this one? Because we have both choices. And then they're going to gradually start pulling apart as we start choosing which world we want.
Mm-hmm.
And see, right now it's all together and mixed and mingled and stuff, and that's why we see all this stuff. But that's where we're sitting here going, well, wait a minute. Which one do I want?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a choice. And when I first heard that, I was like, that's too simple. That's Pollyanna. That's not realistic. That's all that stuff, all my logical conscious brain stuff came in. It's like that doesn't, you know what all these brain people are going to say? Oh, my God, that's crazy. You know, that's crazy thinking. But they said it's that simple. And nothing of the universe is complex. It is simple. They always say it's very, very simple. But it's that simple. Which one do you want to focus on? And by making that choice, every time you do, then that's shifting your world just a little bit more, and it just starts pulling apart. And then that's what was in the book. So see, both are correct.
Mm-hmm.
It is a shift in consciousness. So
Well, that's what I've gotten many times, is that when I first heard it, to me it was very startling, and it didn't make sense, but now I get it all the time, is that we all are making decisions constantly.
Yeah.
And you all know you have times out there in your life where you've had big decisions. Should I marry this guy or this gal, or should I not? Should
mm-hmm.
I get divorced?
Mm-hmm.
Should I move and get this job?
Mm-hmm.
Or quit this job. All of these are major decisions, and you put a lot of energy in trying to figure out which way
mm-hmm.
should I go.
Right.
Because you know that whichever way you would choose, your life would be totally different. And you've all been down that road. We've come to what I call crossroads. And at those crossroads, we make a decision to go one way or the other, and our lives would be totally different. But what I have found in my work anyway is, well, okay, you put energy into both decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You choose this one. What happens to the energy you put into the other decision that you didn't go
mm-hmm.
down?
Mm-hmm.
That one also becomes a reality. And that's the part that's always hard to understand. Another you is living out the other reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, I wish them luck. As somewhere out there is another me who never got into any of this.
She's probably still sitting there twiddling her thumbs. So.
Yeah, I said, probably bored out of
yeah.
her skull. But I said, somewhere there's...
No, she's probably got a nice garden out there, and she's still milking a cow, and she's...
There's some other part, another aspect of me probably just stayed a housewife
right.
and didn't do anything, didn't go into writing or
mm-hmm.
any of this mind-bending stuff, just stayed dull and
mm-hmm.
boring.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so there's another aspect of me. And I always say, I wish her luck wherever she is.
Mm-hmm.
But every time we make a decision, it splits, and another part of us is living out that decision. That's where it's one of those mind-bending concepts that are very
mm-hmm.
hard to understand.
Well, that's that dimensional stuff. And you say it's very hard to understand, but we are now starting to get the ability to, the concepts to be able to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can see it. Maybe it's hard to explain it. And that's why a lot of times I stumble over words, because I can see things and I just don't know how to explain it.
Well, they've told me many times the words are not adequate.
Yes, they are. The pictures are wonderful, and it's just, what to do with that, you know, because there's parts of it that just, you know, there aren't any words. So.
Yeah, but I always, they'll tell me there are no words to express what we're trying to get across,
mm-hmm.
and I just say, do your best, or give me analogies, give
right.
me pictures,
mm-hmm.
and they said, well, it will be a very poor substitute, but
mm-hmm.
we'll do what we can
right.
to at least
mm-hmm.
get the idea
yeah.
to you. But we said we're not supposed to worry about it, because
mm-hmm.
it would be too confusing for our little...
Well,
here.
It's back to the thing we were talking about at the very beginning. You have all these pieces and parts. Those are some of the pieces and parts. They're all pulling back in to where we can see. So that will be another part that we'll be able to see, is all the different decisions that we made as well, and all the different courses they went off, and what all we learned from those. Because we're going to have this, I'm being shown, I don't know the word for it, but it's like this huge... Oh, goodness, it's something big where you, like you know those IMAX theaters where you have a 360-degree, I think they're 180, but this is like a 360-degree where you can really see everything and all these aspects and all of these pieces and parts. So we're going to have brains that can comprehend that and still be able to function within our day-to-day world and still get all of this. So that's pretty cool.
We have to be able to, because that's the thing, if we're... Well, they said not to worry about it, because
mm-hmm.
if you go off trying to understand all this, even some
mm-hmm.
people want to contact this other part of themselves,
mm-hmm.
which they said, no, leave it alone.
Right. Right.
You have to live in this world. You've got to live in this body now
mm-hmm.
and do the job it is supposed
well,
to do.
Well, okay, take that another step. They want to contact, but they want to contact this way. You have contact. You're already that person, so
yeah.
you can contact them
but some
this
of them
other,
want to
you
do
know.
It consciously.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, that doesn't. What does that attain? You can contact them through your connection, because you are connected. So
uh-huh.
and just know that. So yeah.
But
then again, okay. So there you have all of that. Now, then you have the two worlds going on. Okay. Now, that's just which one do you focus on? I don't know that you're giving any energy over to this one, because that's not a choice that you made. It wasn't like, well, I want to, because like the others, the choices. that you gave energy to each of them. Now, this is a focusing of which one.
Which world do I want to live
in? Exactly. And so you focus here. This one's gone. In your mind, it's not there. Now, you might see things on TV, but it's not your world. And that's what's part of it. I say that's Pollyanna, but that's really how it is. You know, that's where the separation starts happening. And
it doesn't mean we don't have to try to help these
people.
But it's not what we're involved with.
It means don't let it. Well, I don't know. There's probably not a nice way to say it. I'm not going to say it.
But that's why none of this stuff is easy to explain or to understand. But, yeah, they were talking last night, too. Some of them were saying they're trying to convince their families a lot of these people get emails and calls that they're trying to make their families understand what's happening, and most of them don't understand. They don't get it, and then they get very frustrated. What am I going to do? That's I want them to go with me.
Right.
And I get a lot of calls like that, and I get it at conferences.
Right.
And afterwards, somebody will come up with me, and they'll say, what about my husband? What about my children? Well, everybody has to make their own decision.
Well, okay, not everybody, every soul. That's where you have to back up and remember that each person is a soul. You know, they came in here with a plan. They are, we look at them as this person we're taking care of, but they're a big boy, they're a big girl, you know, they're a soul. They may be more experienced than you are, but anyway, they have their own journey that they're on, and this is their own individual choice. It's not the person's choice. It's that soul's choice. And you have to just trust, because we don't even know. I mean, and sometimes it's like, well, you're assuming you're going, you know, pretty likely if you're aware of it. But, again, we don't know on that level what's going on, and we can't sit here in judgment at all of, oh, you're going and you're not. We don't know what their whole thing is, you know, and so on a soul level, they may be doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing and progressing beautifully and will definitely move on, you know, and stuff, but we don't know that from this level at all. And so, you know.
Well, that was one thing I was bringing up about that. I said, because everyone comes in with their plan.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they forget it once they get in here, but we never know what somebody else's plan is. So we can't assume for them.
Absolutely.
But one of the other speakers put it very nice, very intelligently, if I can remember the way she said it, because she said, your parents, they didn't come in with a plan to be here when the shift came. They came in to bring you into the world so you would be here, take care of you until they had to leave. And the same way, some of you may be here to do the shift. Other ones may be here to take care of other people or to try to teach others how to survive when it's over. Neither one is bad or good. It's all individual choices.
Right.
And so none of
and experiences.
Experiences. So they all have to make up their own mind. And there's so many parts to this that everyone will be playing their own part in whatever they're supposed to learn.
Right.
I think we're getting close to the time. Last week he said I went over a little bit.
We got reprimanded.
Yeah, we got reprimanded for going over too far.
I think we're probably pretty good.
Okay, maybe a few more minutes anyway. But it was, I was trying to clear up some of these things that were said last night, because a lot of it was, it was not what I agree with, but that's
okay. Well, okay, if we wanted a message, the biggest message to be out there, one, don't fear.
Don't fear.
Think with your own brain. Love, it all comes back to love, and if you love is light, and fear is dark, it's darkness. What happens when you open a door with a bright light? You're in a bright room, and you open a door into a dark room. It always casts light in there, and it always exposes what's ever in there. So if you will emit love and light to fear, it will expose it for what it really is, and you can see it for what it really is. And then you can make up your own mind about it. But go there first. Don't go to fear. You know, it doesn't get you anywhere. So
some of them have said, I don't want to be here anymore. Look at what's going to happen. Look at what's happening to the economy, the government. I don't like anything. It's a horrible world, and it's going to be destroyed.
But we created it.
I know.
You know?
If that is where you're going, that's what you're focusing on, because everything is energy, that's the world you're going to create.
But it could be all that's happening because this is all of this being purged out and put out to be exposed so then it can be cleaned up and put into a better order. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're doing it for some reason. It's out there, representation of us, you know. So,
but anyway, I still like to focus on that we're going into the new earth where things are going to, there's going to be technology you won't believe. There are going to be lots of wonderful things. No disease. And we won't even look back at the old earth.
Right.
And they said it doesn't matter if the others don't go at the same time we go.
Yeah.
I've been told some of those are the ones who are asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't try to make them understand because they're not
really
ready.
Really, just work on yourself.
Just on yourself.
You know, and then you are an example for others who are choosing to be to wake up or whatever if they need anything, if they have questions. But you're working on you, and that's it. You really don't want to be doing anything with.
But those who don't go at the same time and stay with the old earth, they stay with what they have created.
Right.
I've been told they'll go eventually.
Eventually, everybody will get there. It's everybody's choice and what they want to experience. And maybe they didn't want to experience this. They wanted to experience this other stuff for a while longer to do X, Y, Z. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, if we're moving on, we wanted that experience. So if we're shifting, so.
So those who don't want to go at this time will wait.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually they'll all get there.
Absolutely.
When they're ready and
mm-hmm.
when they have got their mind in the right set, when they have had enough lessons, eventually they will all go.
Yes.
So there's no bad or good about it. You're not. Mm-hmm. We're going to all be together sometime.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all one anyway.
Yeah, okay.
But
so, you're not going to lose anybody along the way.
No.
So anyway, maybe that's what we were supposed to talk about tonight. I don't know, but the hour has gone very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we'll be a month before we come back. All are jaunting around all over the United States. Maybe some of you will come and see us at these various places.
Please. Please, come and see us.
At the lectures and later at the classes. So you check on the website, Ozark Mountain, or DoloresCannon.com, or call the office 1-800-935-0045 for more information. And I'll see you back here live in a month. In the meantime, you'll be hearing my voice anyway with the archives. Okay, well, good night, everybody.
Good night.